So with that, one thing we do is we always ask the kids to pick someone to come up and say a few words and present them for the award. So I'd like to introduce from Masco, class advisor Riley Finnegan.
I was not told I would be following Mike Lynch, or that it might have put a little more pressure on today. But I just wanted to thank everybody for having us. This is great. I'm coming off of a morning of proctoring MCAS, so this is definitely the highlight of the day. So, and it's great to celebrate two amazing athletes here, and it sounds like amazing people. I know one of them, and can only base this on everything I'm hearing here, sounds like two wonderful people. So again, my name's Riley Finnegan, and I'm an English teacher at Masconomet Regional High School, which if you're like Joe, who when he first got the job was like, where is that? In Boxford. And I also just finished serving as faculty advisor to the recently graduated class of 2023. And so in this role, I have had the opportunity to progress with the class through their high school journey, beginning when they were wide-eyed freshmen and culminating in just a few days ago on June 2nd when they officially became high school graduates. And perhaps the most rewarding part of this role for me are the relationships that I have the opportunity to form with my class officers. I work side by side with these five student leaders to plan and execute fundraisers, organize proms and other events to build community amongst the students. And each year, students must run for re-election of their class officer positions. And there's often turnover during the 4 years, which can present a challenge in creating any type of continuity and flow with expectations, goal setting, and relationship building. And I was fortunate to have an outstanding treasurer for 4 consecutive years in McGuire, Sturgis, or Maggie, as she is known to many of us. And the fact that Maggie was elected for all 4 years of high school, her high school career, it speaks volumes of her reliability, her trustworthiness, her work ethic. And I can personally attest to these qualities as I've seen them in action over and over again. Maggie is someone who is always willing to step up and do the behind the scenes work that no one sees, no one appreciates. I always tell her, you know, people are only going to complain. They don't see the stuff behind the scenes. You know, they just complain about the little, one little detail that, you know, was one of 8,000 things that you had to do. And her willingness to do this type of thankless work, to me, truly exemplifies who she is as a person. She does not seek accolades, though she is more than deserving of them. Maggie sees something bigger than herself that she wants to achieve, and she's willing to put in the work and the day-to-day effort necessary to make that goal a reality. And this work ethic and commitment, they describe Maggie's approach to her athletics perfectly. As a freshman, I knew Maggie was a special talent when she made varsity field hockey and varsity indoor track to kick off her high school athletics career. And I'm fairly confident, based on the opinions of many of her teammates, that she was likely going to make varsity lacrosse as a freshman if that season had not been disrupted by a global pandemic, perhaps one of the only forces that could stop Maggie in her goals. And in speaking with our athletic director just last week, he acknowledged what an outstanding accomplishment this award truly is when he remarked that he had been in his position as athletic director for 10 years, watching some spectacular athletes progress through our school, but Maggie is the only Masco student to earn the honor of Female Athlete of the Year in that time span. And in my opinion, Maggie's best attribute may be her humility. I think that's such a valuable trait for a person to possess, especially an athlete. And she asked me if I would be willing to speak to all of you today, almost in passing, as if it were no big deal that she had earned this outstanding honor and would be recognized at a celebratory luncheon. She does not seek the spotlight, but undoubtedly deserves it for not only her athletic achievements, but perhaps most importantly, because of the way she carries herself as a human being. It is my honor to be here today to speak on Maggie's behalf and celebrate all she has accomplished over the past 4 years. And I know she will apply her outstanding work ethic and commitment to becoming the best possible college field hockey player she can be at Holy Cross this fall. So please join me in congratulating Maggie Sturgis as Moynihan Lumber's Female Student Athlete of the Year.
So thank you guys all for being here today. I'm extremely honored to be here today and accept this award. Moynihan Lumber, thank you for everything you do. I'm truly honored to stand on such an illustrious list, like you said earlier, with all these people. And congratulations to all award winners today. Coach Casey, I never got to do cross country, but I'm sure if I didn't do field hockey, I would be a cross country runner. And congratulations to Jimmy as well on winning your award. And thank you to all the sports writers, especially you, Mr. Stacy. You covered all my field hockey games since I was a freshman. I'll never forget the first time I saw my name in the paper, and my face lit up. I was like, Mom, I think this is me. it was Triton-y. I'll never forget it. But thank you so much. I really am honored to be here today and accept this award. There's a lot of time that goes into these things, such as being an athlete and a student. And I know my mom's deal was always to get good grades before I could ever go to sports. So that was what came first in my house. And I'm so grateful that I got to do sports on top of being a good student. And thank you, Ms. Finnegan, for coming today. I really could not be here today without you. You were my rock throughout high school. And yeah, I wouldn't be here today without you. And thank you to my family for everything. For being there on all those nights that I would come in with like 20 bags and like dinner was on the table for me. So that was always great, a nice warm meal after a rainy game, especially in Swampscott. I know we were talking a lot about Swampscott today. We always got a rain game for some reason there. And yeah, thank you so much. I'm truly honored to be here today.
Thank you.